Everything's running smoothly.
Oh, what's going on, Pete?
We back, Maine holidays on your KC Morning Show! Happy Friday, Pete. My esteemed colleague to the left.
Don't do it.
Peter no. James Jamal!
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be in Kansas City and partly cloudy in the city today. High of 45, low of 40. Looking at some rain on Saturday, should be a little bit warmer. And then high of 40, low of 30 on Sunday for your Kansas City Chiefs game. It is Friday today, but correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't it feel like just another Tuesday in a row? My clock with the holiday is so messed up.
Yeah.
It's just 5 o'clock. Days off. It sort of feels like Monday.
It feels like midnight already. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, go to bed.
I'm exhausted.
You should go to bed.
You know,
the world doesn't need you today.
Do you know how tough it is to be me? It's
what,
not
why do you
easy
say it? What's tough about it?
To be me. Huh? I mean, you got to get up and plan your nap, and I got to make your own breakfast sometimes.
Just, Mom doesn't always make it.
No, she didn't get up early enough. What a jackass. What am I saying?
Sweet lady named Muriel.
She had a birthday.
What Hartzell wants is Muriel to make some cereal for him in the morning.
How long did you come up with that one?
Sweet lady.
Ever since you knew her name, you've been trying to come up with a joke?
She always sends fire emojis to the company account. You and us being the company, you and me being the company, the KC Morning Show Instagram. So shout out Muriel. You stay in bed. Don't worry about this.
She likes to think that
jerk.
She likes to say that she listens to the show live, even though it's a podcast and you can't listen to it live. She thinks that if she's the first person to stream it, then it's considered live because she's the closest to hearing us since we hit record.
She can come in here. We got a couch.
You do.
We've had one guest so far. Watch my sister when she was in town. She enjoyed it.
She was a great. Great studio audience. We didn't get the laugh track in time. We should have brought that in for her.
Next time.
Mom had a birthday yesterday. I had to think about it. 26. Happy birthday, Ma. Happy birthday, Ma.
You said she's 26?
No, I'm the 26th.
Oh, okay. I'm a looking and I'm a liking.
Don't like that.
How was your Christmas?
Don't like that.
How was your Christmas?
It was good. It was very, very good. How about you, man? We got a warm Christmas. I like that a lot.
I got a funny story for you.
What'd you get?
Very
Did you
quickly.
Get something nice? What was so funny about it?
So Christmas Eve, my family's in New York. They came for Thanksgiving. It's tough to really do both holidays every year. I do the football season, so it's hard for me to go home. And so Christmas Eve, a friend of mine had family in town. She invited me out to dinner with them, but they went and did family things after the dinner. So I'm like, what do I do? So I go through my contacts, scrolling. What am I going to do? Who am I going to call here?
Fishing for a friend or
something. Can't call any believers, right? So I call my favorite Jewish friend.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And
okay.
He's like, yeah, I want to go out for a drink. I'm like, cool. So we go to his house. He got a little vino for the suino, which
naturally,
I appreciated.
Naturally. Happy
and
holidays.
And then he's like, dude, every year on Christmas Eve, they have this Jewish party. Every single year in Kansas City, it's called Bagel Bash. You want to go? I'll buy your ticket. Ticket includes free pizza.
Oh, wow.
It includes tokens. It includes two drinks. It's set up down your place. And I said, well, of course I want to go to Bagel Bash. Look down at my shirt. I have a Christmas sweater on.
Oh, know your audience, man. Know your audience.
I didn't even know I was going there.
What
are you doing? So I wore a Santa sweatshirt to Bagel Bash. I ended up waking up on Christmas. I probably have had too many beers, but it was good. I mean, I ended up meeting some friends for Christmas. It was nice.
You got some pretty nice little, got a couple nice little gifts, huh? Anything you want to share?
The Giftmeister. I got a record player, you know.
I also got a record player.
We can bring him in and try to make a remix here.
We have, I would never do that. Well, I don't know, our fire mixtape on SoundCloud is awaiting. We have spots right here. On that table, I was trying to get some stuff for the room. I was trying to get some stuff that maybe we could spruce up. It's a nice looking room, but you can always expand upon it.
I think this table does turn. Turntable. Now that I think we could turn it.
Oh boy. Okay. What else you get?
People ask me, like, what do you want for Christmas? I really don't want anything.
Yeah.
I'm an NFL reporter. Maybe NFL Network or ESPN to give me a look.
That would be nice. Stuff for the
job. Can't ask for that.
Again, but that's practical, though.
Right.
It's practical. What I got a record player from Asia. That was awesome. I got one of those depression lamps. I'm very excited to try that out. It's just
better a depression lamp than a compression lamp. Oh. You know what I'm saying? You don't want anything compressed down there.
What else did I get? I bought myself a bunch of stuff. I bought myself a bunch of Star Wars books.
Yeah.
So that was exciting. And
not shocking that you bought presents for yourself. Color me not shocked.
And I did it on Christmas Eve because, of course, I'm that jackass who doesn't shop ahead of time. Just, of course not. Why would I do such a thing?
You bought all this stuff on Christmas Eve?
Sure did. And I was coming in. I should be worried. I should be going directly to the mall getting stuff for everybody else. But when you go to that kiosk and they got a 25% off on the visual dictionary of Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, which is full of Easter eggs and expanded content, I don't care who's on your list, you got to stop everything and you got to buy that immediately, which is what I did. And I doubled down on myself, which made me feel better, and then I was able to go out and get the best of things for everybody else.
You got to take care
of number one, all right? To love yourself is the beginning of a lifelong friendship, literally.
I hate to do this to you on
air. And I love me.
Hate to do this to you on air, but Hartzell, I am your father, so now you know.
I'm never calling you daddy. I don't know. Daddy Swing could be on a shirt. We've been trying to put together shirt ideas. I think we're going to do it. I think we're going to go ahead and do some shirts.
I remember I reached out to 10 people, and we got about 7 back. So 70%.
Did you check the Zanga page? There might have been some comments on that.
No.
No?
We don't have one of those yet. Or ever? Before? Yet?
Justin Timberlake is there. Well, as of a couple years ago, he was their endorsement guy. They brought him back to do one. MySpace was going to run it back one more time.
That was the big plan.
That was the plan.
Xzanga.com/rockyourbody.
We have a friend doing the KC Morning Show today. Is this our first interview? Ish. It's not really an interview. We're just hanging out talking about movies.
I mean, pulling the curtain back, our plan is to eventually have regular guests. We wanted to establish a base, which we're getting there. And yeah, we have our first guest today.
Sean Edwards. He's a film critic for Fox 4. He does the Screening Room Fridays and Tuesdays, I believe. If I mess it up, he's going to tell us. He'll tell us the actual dates during the interview.
He gets screenings. I get screenings. It's nice.
That still makes me mad.
I'm a member.
How are you, a sports guy, a sports journalist, get sent screeners from major motion pictures as I, an intellectual and moviegoer who works in the entertainment industry of this side of the media curtain? How am I the one who's getting shafted? I don't get albums early. I don't get DVDs. I don't get TV shows. I don't get press packets. I don't get a damn thing.
You talked about naps earlier. Just keep. Keep that hustle going. So I'm a member with Vox Media, a member of the Writers Guild of the East.
You had to get that drop in, didn't you?
And so...
Wait, you're the Writers Guild?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we're just...
WGE.
Open enrollment must have been real.
And so, yeah, it's good to be in the WGE, and they've been sending me screeners. Just last night, I watched Marriage Story, really sad.
Are you for real?
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
You know, I also could watch Marriage Story because it's on Netflix, so whatever, man.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Saw 1917 a week before it came out.
Oh, you saw 1917?
One shot.
I saw a trailer for that during the NBA games yesterday.
Yeah, it's been good.
Looks so good.
Movies relax me, so I'm really, thank you for the screeners at Hollywood.
We have New Year's Eve coming up. We can maybe get together.
I hope so.
Throw in Bombshell.
Mm.
Watch the ball drop. If you get Star Wars in for real and you don't give it to me.
This is Princess Leia, isn't it?
Okay, I'm going to cancel the show. I did, side note, we made it to our fifth. Stop! What? That's not a joke. Hold on. I'm putting this down. Are you for real? Son of a bitch. Okay. Well, Sean's going to be joining the show. I'm legitimately upset now. I thought that was a bit you were doing. You actually have that in your inbox.
I might watch it later. I don't know. Maybe. If I find time.
Are you going to be an Oscar voter?
I think that's why I'm getting the movies, because I think
was that a lightsaber?
I think there are, awards that the WGA gives out. So you know they want my vote. I choose not to vote. I don't like to get involved in politics. What did you get me for Christmas? Anything?
The gift of Hartzell.
Oh,
hey, listen, I got something for you coming on later in the show.
I might have found something for you. Okay.
Let's do a quick hit before we get to the news.
What is it?
If you were planning on seeing Chance the Rapper on tour, he's going to be kicking off. Well, he was going to be kicking off the big tour. It's going to be kicking off in January. He was going to be making a stop at the Sprint Center in February. That ain't going to happen now. He had postponed this before. He postponed on and off, which was kind of part of the problem. He said that he wants to take some time off for his family. He missed, he's missing a lot of family time with albums that he was pushing out. He wants to make his best show to date, an Instagram post apologizing to fans.
Unreal. So, I'm a big Chance guy.
I love Chance.
We're talking about a Chance later in sports. A little tease for you.
I noticed in our show sheet there's a lot of Chance on here. We have a running Chance.
Today's the day, by the way, Casey Morning Hose, that you ask your friends to give us a chance. Just keep it on theme. And by the way, Chance the Rapper. Let me just put that one together, Chance.
That's boo. Boo.
Let me put a message out there to Chance the Rapper.
Okay,
let me make this very clear. You had a concert that you were supposed to do in the fall.
Uh-huh.
Now you're supposed to do it, what, in February?
It doesn't say. He says, I promise
to come
back.
Let me make this very clear.
I promise to come back much stronger and better in 2020. That's all he's got.
Let me make this very clear.
Tell him.
Chancellor Jonathan Bennett, do you know who I am? You don't want no problem with Sween.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
I'm gonna let you take it away, cause you're nailing it so far. You're in a certain kind of Sweeney way.
Okay.
We doing the news, Pete.
Bring it in.
What kind of news are we gonna do? Bring it in.
Bring it in.
Bring it in.
Bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in. News. News.
News. Yeah, man.
Hey.
There it was.
Hey. 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 Hey.
When I say news, you say swing. News.
Swing.
News.
Swing. Oh, there's ladies saying it. Can't blame them. Can't blame them.
Let's
I got
do the news.
Free movies.
They know where that biscuit is buttered. Seasons.
There's some cosmic sounds at the end of that song.
Right? It takes some turns.
Takes you to space.
Seasons greetings from the president.
In Florida, President Trump delivering a warm Christmas Eve message for the troops.
I want to wish everybody a really incredible new year, a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah.
And then a blunt Christmas Eve attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
She hates the Republican Party. She hates all of the people that voted for me and the Republican Party.
In between rounds of golf, the president has been tweeting furiously about Pelosi. The speaker is refusing to send articles of impeachment to the Senate until Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spells out the rules for a trial.
The president also a last-minute shopper.
What did you get Mrs. Trump for Christmas this year?
Oh, that's a tough question. well, I really should say a very beautiful card. You know, I'm working on a lot of things. I got her a beautiful card that actually I had a number of them picked, and I picked the nicest one.
Did he not get his wife a present?
Doesn't sound like it, does it? Doesn't sound like it. How? Come on, man. Come on, man. This is like the second time, because he didn't get her a birthday present either.
What the hell is he doing?
He did get her a card. The best card. The beautifulest card. Yeah. It's a beautiful card.
You have the most assistance in the world. You could have anyone go get something. You just have to pick it out.
There's like a Target inside of the White House, I'm sure.
Listen,
you couldn't just go around the corner.
I'm not gonna. I always try to stay as senator as I can. I'm not gonna hate on him for his politics, but you got to get your wife a present.
There's some things, man. You're right. That is inexcusable.
That is not. You
some
can't.
Things are unforgivable, man. Unforgivable.
Of course, Merry Christmas to the haters and losers out there.
The least he could have done was get. You know, when you go to the White House, you visit the White House. They have those presidential M&Ms they give to the kids. The least he could have done.
I mean, that would be a terrible guy. You'd rather nothing then.
Is that better than a Christmas card?
Ebenezer Strump.
This is a follow-up story. We're going to take it back to Kansas City. We mentioned a couple weeks ago, maybe last week, that the Casey Pet Project is getting a new home. Well, starting today... Oh, here you go.
What? Did you hear that too?
We have the most random guest on this show. We have presidents and cats. Casey Pet Project began moving in those new animals today.
It's the first animal shelter built from the ground up for Kansas City pets.
Things we could never do in our old shelters.
Instead of 200 dogs crowded in one room, each dog district houses 15 animals. The new facility is located at East Gregory Boulevard and Elmwood Avenue. It has a coffee shop, store, education center, and massive lobby. There are speakers in every room providing soothing music and human voices.
Somebody's wanting to meet a pet, they can come out here and interact with them outside.
Everything they've done is to reduce stress for soon-to-be forever pets.
We're really excited because we feel like this is just going to elevate Kansas City and put us on the map for having really the most state-of-the-art shelter in the country.
The campus is 3 times bigger than the existing shelter. It's saying what you heard in the audio is a fear-free housing for the animals. It has the capacity to take in more and will offer public veterinary services that feature a coffee shop, community event space included as well. That's very exciting.
Coffee shop for the dogs?
I think it's for the humans. But I'm sure if you wanted to bring your good boys or good girls or a little, you know, or your cat friend, I'm sure.
Did you ever go to Starbucks and get the puppuccino?
What's a puppuccino? I never did.
So you bring your dog to Starbucks. Okay. I don't have a dog. I wish I had a dog. I have no time for a dog.
No,
I wish.
Really
I wish. But you bring your dog. So I brought my friend's dog to Starbucks before, and you say, "Yes, can I have a puppuccino?" And for free, they just give you a cup of whipped cream, and your dog can drink coffee with you.
Oh, okay, that's adorable.
So shout out to the dog district.
I used to work at Dairy Queen, and we would always do the free little ice cream cups for the dogs, and I used to run dog patrol whenever we did that because our Dairy Queen was in downtown Lee Summit, so we'd have downtown days or whatever little festival, and just the cutest damn thing, man. Every time you wanted to just take all the dogs home with you. I hope that we can get all the animals adopted, forever homes. It looks like the grand opening scheduled for January 24th.
Let's just say this too. I mean, where are my dogs at?
There are some key things you need to know about when you can make those returns.
It's the most wonderful time of the year to turn that lump of coal into a diamond. Americans return nearly $100 billion worth of gifts over the holidays. And if returns are in your future, keep in mind the window to make the swap can be short. Look at those gift receipts and check them twice. Some stores give you just 15 days, others as many as 30, 45, even 90. If you do decide to brave the crowds, the busiest day for returns are historically December 26th and 27th.
Making a list, checking it twice,
yeah.
Gonna bring back everything nice.
As I was looking for some information on that story, UPS said Thursday that it expects to process 1.9 million return packages up until January 2nd. And that was a rabbit hole that eventually led to me putting together on this Friday on your KC Morning Show a list.
You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
There it is. Happy holidays, Pete. A holiday edition of the list of Hartzell.
Yep.
You just made the list.
Great.
Yeah, I found some numbers. This is a story that requires numbers. UPS said Thursday, like I said, 1.9 million return packages, up 26% from last year.
It's a quarter and one.
Did you know the returns this year would mark the 7th consecutive annual record as consumers increasingly shift from shopping online?
I didn't.
You know, UPS also found that 73% of shoppers say their experience making returns affects how likely they are to buy with that retailer again.
UPS, Uncle Pete Sweeney. It's all my nieces and nephews out there. Yep.
Yeah.
Don't love this.
The National Retail Federation said that more than half, that's 55%, Pete.
Sounds like an old Nas beat.
More than 55%
in early 2000s
of shoppers, they plan to return or exchange any unwanted gift within a month of receiving said items. And that right there. On your news.
Whoa.
Oh, what the hell was that? That's your list of hearts. Didn't see that one coming,
glad,
did you?
Glad that's over. Yeah, I actually did, since you teased it earlier. And I knew at some point the aggravation would set in.
Hey, good news out of Lansing. What was lost is now found.
Dozens of people have claimed to see it over the years. Bigfoot has been spotted in Lansing, Kansas. It's back home safe after being stolen earlier this week.
And though the mysterious Bigfoot hunter has yet to be caught themselves, Rentley is just glad social media helped bring his homemade Sasquatch back.
Oh, it's just amazing what social media does.
Due to Bigfoot's popularity, Rentley made a brand new Bigfoot the same day the original one went missing.
And last night, the old one reappeared.
Propped up against the new one, but it didn't show up alone. It came with a note.
From TH, we were going to give you a $20 gift card until we realized you had another Sasquatch. Merry Christmas.
Okay, so here's the thing. There's a few layers to the story, Pete. Because you know I'm ready to jump into a conspiracy theory rabbit hole. Okay. Yeah. But let's get to the normal stuff first. Okay. After the situation gained some traction on social media using the hashtag bring Bigfoot home for Christmas. It's a bit wordy for a hashtag. That's half the characters right there. It was then returned. And as the audio said, it came with a note. So here's the thing.
What's
we look at this story, fun, kind of dumb, totally inconsequential. But this note kind of scares me. Because this is where, this is where stuff goes from being fun to a little bit creepy and weird. This note, and I repeat, we were going to give, first off, it said it's from TH, whatever that means. And then it reads, we were going to give you a $20 gift card until we realized you had another Sasquatch. Merry Christmas. So you were going to steal it and not give it back, but was going to give $20 as a IOU?
What were they doing with the Sasquatch?
We don't know. And this letter is ominous enough that, see, if I'm the guy, I'm a little bit concerned.
TH.
What does that mean? TH. Tom Hanks. Oh my God. Tom Hanks stole the Sasquatch. That's the title for this show. That's our title.
No,
Tom Hanks stole the Sasquatch.
You don't pick the title.
I didn't do anything. Tom did this. Don't put this on me.
Hashtag bring Bigfoot home for Christmas.
Yeah. I'm just, when you get notes, what we've seen those movies. Whenever you get a note, especially when you have a hostage situation, you got notes. I'm just saying. Lansing needs to have its finest looking out.
Bigfoot will be home for Christmas, if only in my heart.
How do you leave if only in my swings?
No,
how do you leave that? That's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, I knew. I was thinking about it.
You overthought it.
No, I was.
You overthought.
I was thinking about it.
Finally, since Pete is in a singing mood, you're going to love this story. Nirvana setting a YouTube record.
One of rock's most iconic videos has reached a major milestone, as Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit video has surpassed 1 billion views on YouTube.
I nailed this edit, by the way.
Released as the first single from Nirvana's iconic 1991 Nevermind album, Smells Like Teen Spirit was largely responsible for changing the face of rock music. The song and its accompanying video helped usher in the dominance of grunge and alternative rock for the next several years. Smells Like Teen Spirit stands as the second most viewed 90s music video on YouTube, only trailing Guns N' Roses' November Rain, which has racked up
like
nearly 1.3 billion views
only
to date.
Only trailing Guns N' Roses' November Rain.
Leave me alone. I edited the S out of that. That was excellent, because I had to take a robot video, and then I had to put in the audio, and I had to sprinkle it in so they had to fade in, fade out. That was an NPR-like segment. And honestly, since we are the KC Morning Show, we go up against NPR. Suck it, NPR. We can do that kind of stuff here.
You can't search the web while you're driving. Nirvana.
Likely the next video from the 90s that's going to reach 1 billion views on YouTube. You have a guess? Don't look at the sheet. Don't look at it. If you had to guess, a 90s song, we've got Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit, November Rain by Guns N' Roses, so GNR. Who's number three likely? 90s, if you had to guess. And it will be, it is 20 million views away from the mark.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
No. Whoa. No. Who Although I would have thought absolutely yes. Do you want to do one more guess? Do one more.
Let me keep it in the same genre.
Honestly, no, you shouldn't.
Oh, go out.
Yeah, branch out a little bit.
What I Got, Sublime.
Oh, another excellent guess. No, the correct answer, Zombie. Cranberries.
Oh, my God.
Zombie.
That makes me feel better because I don't think. I don't think I would have ever gotten that.
There you go. 20 million views away. It reached number six on the Billboard Hot 100. Smells Like Teen Spirit. I thought it would have got higher than that, which was unheard at the time for an alternative rock band. Rolling Stone named it the second best song of 1991. Ooh, what was number one? Look that up. Number one for 1991.
Number
Rolling
one
Stone.
Song?
Number one song in 1991, Rolling Stone. Look that up. The video for its credit won 2 MTV Music Video Awards. Heavily played. Ushering in grunge, of which I work for an alternative station.
Brian Adams, Everything I Do It For You.
Everything I do it for you.
Number two, shout out to Color Me Bad.
Yeah.
I want to sex you up.
Ooh, I want to swing you up.
Who doesn't?
If you don't stop.
Number three, C plus three, Music Factory. Stop. Gonna make you sweat. Everybody dance now.
Everybody dance now. Swing, 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 swing.
Okay.
And with that,
you've turned into me.
Take me to sports.
That means I gotta turn into you. Ooh, ah. Mm.
Is that me? Oh. Is that me?
Ooh, here we go with the music.
Go to sports.
Freaky Friday. Chiefs and Chargers this weekend. We've done it. We've reached the final regular season game of the year as the Chiefs host the LA Chargers on Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. Kickoff is noon Arrowhead time. The Chiefs enter the game as the number three seed in the AFC. And if certain things fall their way, they could get up to number two. Here's Andy Reid.
We're going in to, play and do the best we possibly can do. So, that's how we're going to roll with it.
I'm just wondering what goes into the thing. Is it just the fact that seeding can change?
Yeah, there are things at stake. So, you got to finish the season. I've sat here on the other side. I've been sad, guys. That's not the situation, though. So you want to play to win, and that's what we're going to do.
So here we go. Very simple. If the Chiefs win and the New England Patriots lose to the Miami Dolphins, which would be a massive upset.
That'd be nice.
It's in Foxborough.
It'd be nice, though.
Where the Patriots play. Hard to think that's
maybe
happen.
Division rival.
But if the Chiefs win and the Patriots lose, the Chiefs would move up to the number two seed and get a first-round bye in the NFL playoffs, which is the equivalent of a free win. If they lose and the Houston Texans win against the Tennessee Titans, the Chiefs would drop to number four. So you want to keep that number three seed, because the higher the seed, the better your chance you have to have more games at home in the playoffs. Sunday's game could be the final Chiefs-Chargers game where Phillip Rivers is the quarterback of the Chargers. He's been a longtime foe of the Chiefs. At the end of Sunday, we will know who the Chiefs are playing in the playoffs next week. So, believe it or not, Hartzell, playoff time already in
playoffs,
Kansas City.
Playoffs? Is it just me, or did it kind of zoom by this year? Maybe with Pat being out for a few weeks.
This is what it does every year. No,
yeah.
No, this happens every year.
It's nice to when you win and the season feels fast, because when you're not any good, man, it just feels like you're just...
I've worked in football since I was 26. It has sped my life up. I have blinked. And I'm 31, and I'm going to blink again if I stay in football, and I'm going to be dead. In better news, the Royals acquired a former Yankees pitcher. His name is Chance Adams, a 25-year-old who has pitched parts of the last two seasons, throwing 33 innings with 27 strikeouts, 15 walks, 10 home runs allowed, and an ERA of 8.18. What? Why trade for this guy?
We're doing the best we can, man.
818. I'm not talking about an area code. It's not good.
Oh no. Hey, what are we gonna do come baseball season? Are we gonna? Can you transition to baseball? You're my sports guy, whether you like it or not.
I'll cover movies. I'll cover the weather. Okay, here we I'll go. Cover sports.
Okay.
You want to send me out and cover Sasquatch? I'll be happy to do that. Chance Adams is a former top 100 prospect who had surgery to remove bone spurs from his elbow, and he's been bad since then. The Royals gave up Christian Perez, a 20-year-old infielder for Adams. I found this clip from a web show called Origins, which is something the Yankees put out. This is before he had all the surgeries and was a promising young prospect. Here's Chance's high school and college coach, Jerry Dawson.
I've been so proud of him and so pleased with the success he's had at every level. Sabermetrics and all the fancy stuff aside, there are guys that get people out, and there are guys that win baseball games, and there are guys that don't. And he's one of those guys that do.
Well, not so much
lately.
Where
did you get that audio from? What is this dramatic? Was that an HBO documentary?
It's built like an HBO documentary,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
So the Royals are taking a chance on Chance, hoping the coaching gets him back where he needs to be. Hopefully this Chance doesn't cancel his baseball season like the other Chance.
That's what he
Not many scores to report with the holiday, but we do have some games coming up this weekend. Kansas looks to rebound from its loss to Villanova against the Stanford Cardinal. That game happens Sunday at 2 p.m. on ABC. That'll be happening as the Chiefs game's going on. Only three losses between those two teams, so some good college basketball. Later on Sunday, Kansas State hosts the Tulsa Golden Hurricane on ESPN, plus at 5:30 p.m.
The Golden Hurricane. Is that a form of a golden shower?
Oh, God. My Lord.
It is too early, man. It's too early. I apologize.
Now
it's not even 6 o'clock in the morning.
In my head, I'm just picturing what a golden hurricane would be, and I just need to get out of this headspace. Please go to the next thing.
When we come back, we ready for this?
Yeah.
Let's do some flicks on Friday. We are joined by our friend, a new friend of the show. Is this our first friend of the show? It only takes one.
I guess.
Cam Smith right now is just oozing. He is fuming in his car right now.
Well, he's the number one OG fan.
Which, if you want to be an OG fan, this is the time where you set the Mount Rushmore of the KC Morning Show.
Right.
Who's in?
Just
join
Cam
us.
Right now.
Right now it's just
and our mothers. And there's one spot open. Maybe it's that cut out of Sasquatch.
When we come back, Sean Edwards from Fox 4 Flicks on Friday. My name's Hartzell. This over here to the left, that's Pete Sweeney. This your KC Morning Show.
Show.
I am excited for this. We have been looking forward to having this man on the show for a long time. You have seen / heard Sean Edwards, Fox 4 News film critic. He also has started the African American Film Critic Association. Sean Edwards, thank you for coming in, my brother.
No, man, I'm glad you got that white envelope. I've been trying to get on for a minute, man. I hope it had enough Benjis in there.
Listen, man, you got a key card now. You now have an open door policy.
I don't want the key card. That comes with responsibility. Good, man. It's the genesis. This is the origins.
This is it, right?
This is the birthplace.
You're a movie guy. This is our origin story. This is
the foundation. Yeah, the foundation. We're going to be like Marvel. We're going to get 22 of these in. However many they did. They did too many. Way too many, though.
Oh, shots fired already.
Nah,
coming in hot.
Too many, man.
Shots coming in hot on the
Too many
KC
men and women
show.
In tights with the same plot.
We got our best list.
The best.
We're talking to Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic.
Yeah.
I don't
man.
Always Fox 4. When I do, I have Fox 4 screening room
That's
with
right,
Sean
man.
Edwards.
Every Friday, baby. Friday and Tuesday. We talk about home entertainment on Tuesday and theatrical on Friday. And then sometimes on Mondays, we talk about what's streaming. That's where it's at, though, man. Netflix and Disney Plus and Amazon Prime.
You're going to end up doing stuff just for streaming. You're going to be just focusing on streaming.
Streaming's killing the game. I got a couple of movies on my best of list.
Best ofs.
All right, number five on my list is The Farewell.
Okay.
Starring Awkwafina. Mm-hmm. She deserves to be nominated for Best Actress. This was just a great...
It
I mean,
took
the
me
movie's
a second.
Sort of sad.
I didn't want to like her. I'll
I know,
be honest.
I know, but that's why the movie works.
And she's
because
good.
That's called character development.
You're right.
Because you're not feeling her. You're like,
I thought she was
like,
trying too hard a little bit. I'll be honest.
She was. She was
I thought she was trying
it,
a little bit
but
too
then
hard.
Once she settles in, it's like, all right, I'm buying this.
Yeah.
But I like the movie. I mean, it's not. it's not blow me away good, but it's one of those movies that after you finish watching it, you kind of like go, oh, all right.
Because that's not what she's usually known for.
No, she's not known for that at all.
At all.
Yeah, no. She sort of broke out of that mold that she had been cast in. Uh-huh. But, I mean, I think she deserves a Best Actress nomination.
Okay.
And the movie deserves a Best Picture nomination as well. I know they've been screaming and shouting in Hollywood about movies directed by women. Well, here's a really good movie that's directed by a woman.
Yeah, let's hit play on this.
Give it some love.
Mm-hmm.
Number four on my list. It's number four on the best of, but on my personal list, okay, I would have it number one.
Oh,
it's
damn.
Dolomite Is My Name. Because I was not expecting this movie to be about anything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Netflix is tripping.
Because we're going back to like Blaxploitation in the 70s. And what does Netflix know about Rudy Ray Moore? Exactly.
And Blaxploitation comedy in the 70s.
That's what I was
thinking. You know, all the like sort of like, you know, Chitlin' Circuit albums that black comedians cut back in the day. I'm like, who knows about this? Then I researched it and it's like, ooh, two white dudes wrote this.
Uh-oh.
But the movie, the script is great though. And man, Eddie Murphy seen re-energized.
Eddie's
Wesley
back.
Snipes stole the show.
Wesley Snipes is in this?
Wesley Snipes.
I did not know
steals
he was in
the
it.
Show.
Oh,
yes,
stop,
he's
man.
Great. And it's this whole story of Rudy Ray Moore, and you know, they talk about him being a stand-up comedian and the stand-up albums and
did a lot of dirty stuff, you know?
Oh
like
my
all
god,
that.
He's filthy.
Yeah.
That's what he was known for.
Yeah.
And then they talk about his movies, which I mean, he's self-made. Yeah. True independent filmmaker back in the day, man. Made his own movies
you know,
that grossed millions of dollars.
I got all the movies. I got the VHSs.
Oh, man. The
we
movies,
got
we used to watch them in college.
That's
movies, a classic, man. A Human Tornado and all.
Oh, man.
My
God. Some of my favorites. I mean, I was in the war between Shaft and Superfly, I was always Team Superfly, even though I feel like I can't tell people that because it's, you know.
No, it's all good.
It's tough.
But a lot of people don't realize, man, you know, true hip hop heads credit Rudy Ray Moore as sort of like the godfather, the whole, like his style and cadence is still being ripped off in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Critics always like to brag about their knowledge of cinema.
Yeah, y'all kind of the
you
worst.
Come to like this.
I work with radio
I'm
people,
like, well,
same thing.
Right,
same
right,
way.
Right. No,
same
you got to expand your range. I know about Citizen Kane. Why you don't know about Rudy Ray Moore?
Right.
You know, I know what Orson Welles did back in the day, but you don't know anything about Rudy
give
Ray
me some
Moore. Here it is.
By the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Dolomite is my favorite movie. It's number four on my list.
Awesome.
Number three is a tricky movie.
Okay.
Because I don't think people really realize just how exceptional this movie was. It's called Us, directed by Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. Get Out was a next level movie.
Yeah.
Like, if you put together the 100 best movies ever made, you got to put
That's going to be on
you
it.
You got to put Get Out on there somewhere. So, okay, you got that. But that doesn't mean you have to diminish Us.
Yeah.
No, Us, in a way, didn't hit you the way Get Out hit you. It's not supposed to because, number one, it's a different movie.
Is it part of an anthology or something? Or
no, standalone.
Standalone,
people
okay.
kept trying to do that.
Yeah, right.
Because we live in a society where everybody wants everything to be a part. No. Things can stand alone. Everything's
right.
not a sequel.
You're
everything's
right.
not a prequel.
A reboot?
Everything's not a piece of this jigsaw puzzle. No. It's a standalone movie.
Okay.
But it's a really good movie. It's one of the better directed movies. I know the themes were a little complicated, but it's well done. It's a great movie. And I dare you to name a better performance than Lupita Nyong'o, who plays not one but two people in the same movie, and they're polar opposites of each other, and she pulled it off. If she doesn't win Best Actress at the Academy Awards, the whole thing's a sham. I mean, I love Renee Zellweger and Judy, but we've seen people do that before. I've seen people sing and dance before. I ain't never seen people do what Lupita did.
What kind of dude is he like?
Jordan's the coolest.
Is he next level?
Chill. Down to earth, funny.
That's the best kind of situation.
He's just a super, super cool dude.
And he's good at what he does.
But that's not the reason why I like Us. Us is just a good movie. I don't care who would have did Us. I would have been like, this is a really cool movie. This is like, damn, because he took chances.
Yeah.
And it's still the highest grossing original movie this year. This movie made more money than Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You can Google it.
They don't need to. They listen to the Casey Morning Show,
there
Sean
you go,
Edwards.
There you go, there you go. All right, number two on the list. I know no one listening has probably seen this movie, but you need to go run and see it.
Okay.
It's on Amazon. It's called Les Miserables. Not
like that musical, because I think a lot of people have seen that one.
But they flipped this one because this one is exactly like an episode of the all-time greatest TV show ever, The Wire.
Hold on, so this is like
one
of those new adaptations
kind
of deal, like a Romeo and Juliet?
Woo, but it's fire. Current day.
Okay.
Takes place. It's a French film, so it's subtitled.
Okay.
Dude, it's so fire.
Wait, where's that again?
Amazon. Yeah, number one on my list.
Hold on. We got to build this up. Suspense, because this right here is Sean Edwards, our Fox 4 film critic.
2019.
No, because this is it. We go on to the 2020s, the roaring 20s after this.
Yeah.
What is your favorite movie that closed out the decade, Sean?
Oh, man. I watched it the first time. I was a little bit in shock. I was like,
Is
this movie really that good?
Okay.
So then I had to watch it again just to make sure. I was like, nah, this movie's better than good. This movie is actually brilliant. I haven't seen anything like it in a long time.
Got you a tease.
I know. It's foreign language. Don't let that deter
you. People calling you a snob right now.
I know. But
your number one's a foreign language. They didn't call you a snob.
Yeah, but this one.
This game recognized
game. It's called Parasite.
This was number one for you.
Yes,
I know this
Parasite,
one.
Yes.
I do know this
Parasite.
One.
Parasite. Believe the hype.
So this is with the Asian family,
oh
right?
Oh, my God, yes.
Explain it a little bit. The
no,
concept
can't.
Is crazy. I guess you
can't
really
can't,
though.
Can't. I can't. I do not want to spoil one frame of this.
Suspense? Can we say suspense?
Super suspense. Little dark humor. Watching this movie is like being a baller, and you just got your signing bonus, and you just walked into the best strip club in the world. That's what it is, man. You're a baller. You just signed a contract. You just walked into the best strip club in the world, and your sidekick's Usher. My all-time favorite scene of 2019 from the movie Hustlers.
That didn't make your list.
It was close. I did like Hustlers.
That would have made your top
but
scenes.
But that scene, that Usher scene in Hustlers.
Top scenes of 2019.
That's the new version of the American Dream. That's it right there.
Give me your top five. Sean Edwards gives us his top movies of 2019.
The top five of 2019. Number five, The Farewell. Number four, Dolomite Is My Name with my main man, Eddie Murphy. Number three, Us, directed by Jordan Peele. Number two, Les Mis. The new flipped out version of Les Mis available on Amazon.
Okay.
And then Parasite's number one.
Now,
it
I
reminded
know
me of Usher walking in the strip club.
Here's the thing now, because it's like if you could have one of those end of the year tournaments. So if Parasite is number one in 2019, that now I guess can move Parasite to the best of the 2010s. Because we're going to be talking about that next week.
2010s is crowded, though.
Oh, you had the Moonlights. You had the Inceptions. Yeah. You had everything. It was a good
Inception.
Year. Okay, so that's our teaser there. So we teased that for next week. We're going to do the best movies of the 2010s.
You got to remember, also, in the 2010s, you had 22 Marvel movies to choose from.
That's right. Plug all the stuff we need to tell the people about, Sean. Where can
they
find you?
Man, just watch Fox 4 News. We're on every day.
Watch the news.
We have 12 hours of news a day. We're like the refreshing break from the house fires and the murders.
You're right.
Yeah, we pop on. New at the box office. Or you can check us out. Like, we interview a lot of different people. So
where they can find you, though? What's your handles?
Oh, S. Edwards KC, like Kansas City. Mm-hmm. S. Edwards KC. Like all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it all matches.
Are you got anything?
It's all there.
You doing anything coming up? I know you knocked
Man,
out the
I
Black
am,
Film Society stuff you've been
yeah,
working on.
Yeah, we got this 100-year celebration of Black Film. We got the digital book dropping December 30th. I just dropped the all-time classic 100 soundtrack thing.
Oh, that's you,
Yeah,
oh, that's
we broke
you.
Down.
You
yeah,
did
we
thing.
Broke down. We broke down the best Black movie song. We're doing. It's all Black movies between now and the 30th. So we're breaking it down. It's all leading into the digital book. We had the celebration in L.A. on December the 2nd. Yeah. Eddie Murphy got the Lifetime Achievement Award. So I got.
You
a chance.
Did a good job, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I got
Hell
a chance
a
to
job,
hang out
bro.
With. It's fun, man. I never really hung out with Eddie on a one-on-one. It's kind of like surreal because that's the dude I looked up to when I was a kid. I'm like, oh man. I'm like,
it's larger
just having
than
a
life,
conversation
man.
With Eddie Murphy about some. Some non-movie off-the-record stuff.
Man, you made it. That
made
means you officially
it,
made it. Oh,
the
that's
perks
Sean
of the job, baby. The perks of the job.
Fox 4 film critic. You can check him out on the screening room. And also, I think we're going to make him a regular. This is going to be our
Let's do it.
Thing.
Let's do it. It's cool.
We'll see you soon. Best of the 2010s next week.
All right, man.
The KC Morning Show.
So now we have a list. We have a list of all the movies that I'm going to be begging you to get those screeners for so I can check them out.
Woke up. Didn't know I was getting...
That's me playing you off.
Woke up. Didn't know I was getting two lists. And that's what I was gifted. So thank you for that, Hartzell. This weekend in Kansas City...
Hold on. What you think about Sean, huh? Because you unfortunately weren't able to get to that interview. I keep calling it an interview. We're just hanging out talking about movies. So that's really what
I think
is.
He's great. I think he's great. I'm excited that, like, for him to come in for us to do a three-way in here. For cover
I'd watch that. Can I film that?
No, I mean like a trio covering The Flicks, jeez. Family show. This weekend in Kansas City, you're getting close to the end of these long-standing holiday events, Christmas in the Park.
Let's get you some music.
No, we don't need.
Yes, we do.
This is the end. This is the conclusion.
The end is when we put the fun. And you know what? Keep going. Leave me alone. I'm in charge of programming, Peter.
You're getting close to the end.
You stick to weather, damn it.
You're getting close to the end of a lot of these long-standing holiday events, Christmas in the Park in Lee's Summit, the Holiday Lights Tour, Winterfest at Worlds of Fun. So it really is your last chance this weekend to be holly and jolly once the new year comes and we get our New Year's resolutions and it's Christmas season's over. Not this guy.
We have a chance. Our motif is chance this episode. Sorts of prayers.
If you have a chance on Friday night, a couple things I saw. Chris Tucker at the Uptown Theater.
Chris Tucker's going to be here?
Yep, 7 o'clock.
Chris Tucker! We got Chris Tucker!
I am not going to try to do Jackie Chan.
Don't you
Chan.
Do it. Don't you even touch that.
I know what year it is. Friday Night Vibes at the Casey Juke House beginning at 6 p.m. Hartzell, you might like this because I know how much you like your dog.
Mm-hmm.
Hook Gallery, it's Paint Your Pet Night beginning at 7 o'clock. Some Friday events. On Saturday at 11 a.m., for all you people out there who need a job, Hawaiian Bros is having a job fair. So
I'm always looking. Always.
You need a job, you know, in what the we service do for a living, industry, Pete. And you want to make a couple of Hawaiian subs.
You need to grab a resume as well. Grab yourself an application.
This may be your opportunity. More info at HawaiianBros.com. When the praises go up, why are we playing this guy?
It's Chance. The blessings come down. We've been talking about chances all show.
Chiefs Sunday. The Chiefs it have a chance to win their final game of the regular season at Arrowhead Stadium. Playoffs next week. So this is your chance to get probably cheaper tickets than you would in the playoffs.
You mean it's your chance for a Chiefs blessing?
It's your opportunity. I don't make songs. It's your opportunity. I make them for freedom. I'm opportunity the rapper. Don't believe I'm doing more dates. I'm more doing more dates than Chance this year.
Opportunity the rapper.
If you have an event we need to know about, please email us at kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
That was very good.
Do you want me to review the weather before we go?
Yeah, why not? Opportunity to the rapper. I'm not going to move on from that.
Partly cloudy in Kansas City today. High of 45, low of 40. So decent, you know. Still wear a jacket. Saturday, rain. 100% chance of rain. 60 is your high. 39 is your low. And then Sunday for the Chiefs game. 43 your high. 30 your low. 20% chance of some precipitation. And that's it. We'll be back with you on Monday as we shut down 29 Swain.
All the blessings. All the praises. That's a weekend. That's a weekend preview courtesy of Pete Swain, your KC Morning Show. So that's what.
Not a ton of events that really caught my eye.
Well, that's the thing. That's what people can do. But what are you going to be doing, Pete? I want to know what you are going to be doing. Where can the folks find you this weekend? Where can I see you, baby boy?
So Friday, I don't know what I'm doing tonight. On Saturday, we are doing Chiefs Media Poker Day.
You and this Chiefs Media...
it's exciting.
Fraternity.
Yeah, the frat.
You guys, I've never seen a group of journalists who are close like that.
Well, I'm going to whoop their ass.
I guess a group of media folks.
Yeah, I'm taking some stacks. I'm going to come in here with a stack of chips on Monday, hopefully.
Who's gonna bring it home? Can you tell me who's gonna be there? Or is this some type of
I don't
like,
know.
Is this some type of I'll, Mason?
I can tell you I'm gonna be there. I don't wanna say I don't know if the writers certain writers wanna know.
Oh, I didn't know we were talking about the declaration over here. I guess we got Nick Cage type declaration stealing security clearance for this sports poker game.
Saturdays before noon Chiefs games, I usually lay low because as you know, on Sunday I have the pregame starting at 10 a.m. on 610 Sports Radio. Jay Binkley, myself, Radio Henry, will take it home. And then after the game, you can call in. I don't have the number in front of me. But tweet us at 610 Sports KC. By the way, I should tell you this. We are at Unlabeled Music Services. Check out their website.
Look at you plugging.
Plenty of things they can do. You can follow us, KC Morning Show, on every platform except for Instagram, who I can't get in contact with. There's no email address, but it's the KC Morning Show on the IG for me. And I'm excited about the weekend. You know, a little time off, a little R&R, some work, of course. I can't wait for the season to be over because then it's like full relaxation on the weekends.
We're going
to
take a trip. You and me are going to take a trip when Chiefs are over. Mm. Let's go take a little roadie. Where you want to go? Let's go somewhere nice. Just, you know what? I'm going to follow you. You're covering the Super Bowl, so I'm going to go with you for that.
You are not coming with me to Miami.
You need a personal assistant. And I know my way around the stadium because that's where I, you're going to plug your show. This summer, I went on tour with the International Champions Cup. We did some soccer there, and I did 50,000 folks down there. If you need a tour guide, my name's Hartzell, and I've got you covered.
That'll be fun. I'm actually going to be doing...
Is that Hard Rock Stadium?
I'm going to be doing the KC Morning Show from Miami.
Says who?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to Skype in.
We don't have that kind of technology.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, yeah.
How the hell are you going to do that?
Live from Miami.
Get another host? Because I don't know how to do that.
I'll set it up, yeah.
Remote broadcast?
Remote broadcast, yeah.
Okay, man. Okay. Well, thank you to Sean Edwards, Fox 4.
Edwards.
The screening room. Make sure you check out that. We'll, I think, maybe have him back next week talking about the best of the 2010s, maybe. So that'd be a good time. And other than that, Peter Sweeney, it is just an honor and a privilege, sir, to serve alongside such professionalism.
Mm.
Such
consummate professional.
Such excellence of execution, if you will.
That's me. That is me.
That's Sweeney.
Good
Pete, I'm going
to
miss
Kansas
you.
City.
I'm going to miss you this weekend, Pete.
We may see each other.
I might see you. In the morning!
The KC Morning Show.
Bye!